Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Nun Vav in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 978th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up four lines from the top on Nun Vav Amid Aleph, discussing the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah on Nudalid Amid Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that the right for the husband to add Tosefes Ksuba and the entitlement of the wife to that Tosefes Ksuba is different than the Iker Ksuba of the 200 Zuz, the Tosefes being his addition, in the sense that the Iker Ksuba kicks in the moment that Erusin is done. Then if he divorces her or he dies, then she gets the Iker Ksuba, but Tosefes Ksuba is dependent on Nisuin. And the Gemara has a big discussion of whether we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or not. Ravin is going to have an interesting shaila, and that is, what happens if there is chuppah without bia? Is there the Tosefes Ksuba according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's logic? Do we say that it needs the actual bia, or is just chuppah enough for Tosefes Ksuba to kick in, and that also has implications in terms of how one defines nisuin in general. Finally, we're going to get into nitty-gritty of the actual halachos of shtar ksuba, the actual document itself and its execution for payment, and that is, our Mishnah told us that the wife could write hiskabalti, I accepted 100 of it, and thereby forgoing 100 of the ksuba, and let's say in the case of a besula, get 100 instead of 2. The Gemara will discuss the mechanics of how that works, how this shover works. The Gemara will also discuss the famous machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, of whether one can make a tnai in the ksuba. Do we say that it falls into rules of masnal mashikas of the Torah, or do we say Masna Masha because of the Torah b'mamon t'no kayyum? The first position saying that you can't make a condition on Dinei Torah. The second position saying that if it's monetary related, then the t'nai stands. And then on Amud Beis, sharing a discuss the position of Rabbi Meir that says that if you diminish the amount of the ksuba, so then in such a case the relationship is bias znus. And the Gemara will continue to analyze that machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe Meir. So let's Bezer Hashem begin from the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Yosef Rav Chanina Kameid Rav Yani V'Kamer Aloch Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Rav Chanina quoted that the Aloch is like Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Amalei Rav Yani was not too happy with Rav Chanina had said. Amalei Rav Yani retorted to him, Pokrak Karech Libra, take your memra outside. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We don't follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that the Tosefes Ksuba kicks in only with an nisuin. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishim Rabbeinu halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have a lot of dissenting views about whether we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's position or not. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Nachman Didei Amar Ein halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But Rav Nachman himself, even though he called the name Shmuel, the halacha is like him. Rav Nachman himself held not that way. Narada mishmei Rav Nachman amar halach Rav Elazar ben Azariah, but Narada in the name of Rav Nachman said halacha falls like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The position of Rav Nachman is quite important because when it comes to mammon, we follow Rav Nachman. The Gemara gives a lot of accolades about Rav Nachman's proficiency in Hilchos Mamonos and Hilchos Dayonis. So here Narada quotes Rav Nachman as saying that we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Va'afal God, but despite the fact that Lot Rav Nachman, Amar called Dayana, to don Kira Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hachi v'hachi tahavi, even though Rav Nachman himself used to say, any Dayan that follows the Kira Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, such and such things should happen to them. In other words, you shouldn't paskin that way. Afilu hachi halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Bogar points out, even though in general we follow Rav Nachman, over here we say that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha lemaisa kereb Elazar ben Azariah. Interesting, the Gemara has two expressions: halacha kereb Elazar ben Azariah and halacha lemaisa kereb Elazar ben Azariah. Rashi learns that halacha lemaisa means kach, that they were posak shekach nimnu v'gamru b'nei ha-yeshiva. Halacha lemaisa doesn't mean halacha lemaisa in terms of simply practical halacha, but rather halacha lemaisa means that it was decided as b'nei ha-yeshiva, it became the accepted psak. So that is halacha lemaisa. Gemara now has the following shaila. Boy Ravin. Ravin had the following shaila. Nichnas alechupa v'loy nivala. What happens according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? She went into the chupa, but she did not have bia. Ma'u chibas chupa kani. The excitement of going into the chupa, according to, there's a different opinions in the Rishonim of what chupa is. There is a Ramah that seems to say that the definition of chupa is the way colloquially people say it, and that is the canopy that's stood under when they do the ceremony today, the custom that exists today. However, many learn that the chupa being taking her into his house. Is that what's kona? The excitement of her coming into house? Ochibas bia kona, or the closeness of intimacy itself, that is what creates the kin. Tashma coming here, Detani, Rav Yosef Shaloi, Kosov Law. El al-chibas laila arishan. Rav Yosef writes that the husband writes it due to the closeness of the first night. If you're going to say coming into his house, then it makes sense. El yamrit chibas bia kana bia balaila arishan isa. Mekan ve'elach leisa. What do you mean the first night? That there's, it's not only that they're going to have intimacy the first night. Ve'elah mai, but you could deduce in the other direction as well. Chupa. What you're going to say means literally the coming into the house or the canopy. Chuppah balayla isa b'yamama leisa. Chuppah could only be done at night and can't be done at day. Why the emphasis of the night? V'litameich bia balayla isa b'yamama leisa. And if you're going to say that it makes sense to be bia, but bia is only at night and not in the day. Ha'amar Rava, didn't Rava teach? Imaisa b'bayisaf al-mutter, if the house is dark, then intimacy is permissible even in the day. Answers the Gemara, so we don't know what this means at all. What does it mean, chibas laila harishon? So says the, we're confused. Says Gemara, halo kasha, orech arakam ashmalan. Really it means that we're talking about bia. However, it says balaila and bebayis ofel, if it's dark, then intimacy is permissible as well. But in general, halakam ashmalan, bilia balaila, the general normal way, orech ara, the normal way for husband and wife, is to be intimate at night. Ela chuppah kasha. But if you hold that what it means is chuppah, that it's the chuppah itself, when she comes into his house, that the ksub is given. So you're going to ask, so why does it say balayla chuppah? Nam le kasha, kim nistam chuppah lebiya kaima, orech ara kamashmalon de balayla. Since the chuppah is the first step towards bia, since the bia takes place generally at night, chuppah is also at night. One possibly could deduce from this Gemara that the normal way to do chuppah is at nighttime, but the Gemara is not saying that there's a halachic requirement. If anything, the Gemara is saying the Gemara seems to be mashma that chuppah can be done during the day as well. Boy Ravashi, nichnas al chuppah pirsa nida mau. Rav Ashi asks the following shayla that was a very important shayla for the Rishonim, for their halacha l'maisa, and that is, what happens if she goes into the chuppah, upirsa nida, and then she becomes a nida? Mahu, what's halacha going to be? Im timtzalom achibas chuppah koina chuppah dechaz lebiya? If we're going to say it's the chibas chuppah, that's kone, so it needs to be the possibility, needs to have the possibility of bia. Because she's a nidaloi. So the Gemara has a shaila whether the chuppah is going to be kona, teiku. The Gemara leaves off as a kasha. Tishbi yitaritz kushyos v'abayas. The halacha l'maisa conclusion about this and the halacha l'maisa conclusion about chuppas nida is something that is very, very important. And that definitely is a nominee. We haven't done halacha from the daily daf in a while. That might be something that we should discuss based on today's Gemara. We continue with the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koisiv Lebesula. We learned at the beginning of Afal Pider, Rabbi Yehuda writes that he could write that she could write a receipt saying that she got 100 out of the 200, and consider it as if I got 100, and you only have to pay 100 to the up to a ksuba, even though she's a basula. Analyzes the Gemara. Is Rabbi Yehuda the Kosin Shover? Is Rabbi Yehuda of the opinion that you're allowed to write a receipt? But not. But didn't we learn Misha Parain Bava Basra Miktsas Chayva? If somebody pays back part of their loan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer La Yachlif.
Reb Yehuda is of the opinion you don't write a receipt, but rather you change the shtar. In other words, another shtar is written. Reb Yaisi Aimer, Yichtav Lo Shaver. Reb Yaisi is of the opinion that a receipt is written. So here, in our mission, it seems like you could write a Shaver. Yet, Reb Yaisi says that you write a Shaver. Reb Yehuda says you do not in Bava Basra. Aber Reb Yirmiya, Kishishav Rasa Misaycha. Reb Yirmiya answers that we're talking about a case that they write the receipt inside the ksuba itself. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kishishav Rasa Misaycha, five lines into the narrow. Kishishav Rasa Besocha Besocha Ksuva Atzma Yichtov HaShover. Inside the Ksuba you write the Shomer. V'yamra Bifaneinu Eskabalti Chetzia. And she says, I got half of it. The time of my Amar Rabbi Yehuda in Kais Mishem. What was the whole reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't write a receipt? Mishum de lotz yitztarech loiva l'shamroi min ha'achbar. Because actually a receipt becomes a burden on the loiva. Because if the loiva doesn't guard it, then the malva could come along and say, you owe me money. So in such a case, the halachi is that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, we don't want to put the burden on the loiva, and therefore a new shtar needs to be written. However, if you write it inside of the ksuba, so then in such a case, you're not, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could write a shoiver. Abaye says we can answer that we're not talking about the case the receipt is inside. Bishle mahasam, it's good over there, vaday para, that in a such a case, he certainly paid it. In other words, the lola for sure paid back the malve, and what's the chash? Dilma mirkis chaverta. We're afraid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the loiva is going to lose the shoiver. Umapik leishtar of other govizim nachrinam. We're afraid that the malve is going to collect another time. Hacha. But over here, in the case of Suba, vada yovla milsa balmahi da amrele inatre natre. He decided to make his own deal with this wife, and if he holds on to it, in other words, the shover, fantastic. But if not, ilo natre, if he doesn't watch it, he's losing himself. In other words, the takana of ksuba is 200. If he wants to make with her a deal that she's willing to renege on some of it, fine. He could do such a thing, but at the end of the day, now he's got to watch it. Watch the shover. Bishleim Abaye lo amar k'Rabbi Yirmiya. Abaye didn't learn like Rabbi Yirmiya, loiktani shovrasa misocha. It doesn't say anywhere in our Mishnah that the shover is written inside the ksuba. El Rabbi Yirmiya, my time lo amar k'Abaye. Why did Rabbi Yirmiya not say like Abaye that it's his deal that he made for himself? Says Rabbi Yirmiya, gzeira shover dahacha atu shover da'alma. He was concerned that if we're going to allow such a thing, that the husband has to watch a shover, so then in such a case, we're afraid that people also are going to write shover and have to watch it, and then ultimately the lova is going to lose when he loses the shover. Analyzes the Gemara another part. Taima, in regards to our mission, you could put a period over here. Time of the kasvalei, the only time the halacha is that she could say, I'll only collect 100, is if she writes a receipt saying, I received 100. Time of the kasvalei, aval peloi. But if it's just a verbal condition, it doesn't work. Amai, what's the reason? Davrshem mamanu, because it is a condition that relates to money. Vishaminan lay the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, the Amar, Davrshem mamanu, Tanai Kayam. Rabbi Yehuda himself is of the opinion that if you write a condition in money, it actually works. So what's the problem? If there's a verbal condition that's made between them, that he says, I would like to only give you 100 ksuba, and she says, okay, I want to marry you so much, I would like to do that as well. So here, one would have thought that's masnal masha kasa b'Torah. They're making a condition of that which appears in the Torah, that the Torah says, she'era ksusa v'ainasa lo yigra, that you're not a, and the Torah tells us that there is a chiyuv of moar abisulos, there is a chiyuv of ksuba, and you're not allowed to make a condition. So here we have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when it comes to money, then actually the condition does work. This sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Omer Leisha, this Braisa is quoted in Bava Metzia and on Kiddushin Yutes, in Bava Metzia Nun Aleph. as well as Kedushin Yutes. Ha'imerli Sharem Kedeshesli. A man says to a woman, you'll be married to me. He makes it a condition that he's not going to give a share ksus ona. Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that they're married, but the Tanai is batal. Rebbe Yehuda says, "Bedavar shebemamon Tanai kayim." Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion that if it's a since it's a monetary manner, so then in such a case the Tanai takes effect. Rashi points out that the davar shebemamon over here is the she'er and the ksus. Share we've discussed in the past, according to many opinions, is mezonos, that we had earlier in the fourth parak, and ksus's clothing, which are both chiyuvei derabbanan. So what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda says you can make it tonight. So why is it that over here you have to write a shover? Answers the Gemara, kasav Rabbi Yehuda ksuba derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that A, number one, ksuba is a chiyuv midrabbanan, is not a chiyuv daraisa. So we mentioned that there are ways to read the psukim as being a din d'oraisa. The Rif discusses that at the end of the Masechta, based on the Gemara towards the end of our Masechta about Kuf Yud Gimel or so, that we'll have a discussion with the ksubas d'oraisa d'rabbanan. We had a thesis about on Daf Yud as well, whether ksuba is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be of the opinion, even though we mentioned Kimara Besulos, that it's at the end of the day d'rabbanan. That's A. The Chacham also chizik gudrein yosem mishel tar. And the Chacham sometimes strengthen their words more than the din d'oraisa itself. And the requirement is that you cannot make a condition to forgo this din d'rabbanan. This din d'rabbanan. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda normally holds that davar shel mamon tanai kayim, over here it's going to be different. Ask Gemara, is that so? Hare peros derabbanan, when it comes to the halacha of peros, that means nichse malug. We've discussed in the past that nichse malug are the nechasim that a woman brings in to marriage that the husband could pluck the peros, but the keren, the principle, belongs to her. Hare peros derabbanan v'lov du l'rabbanan chizuk. But the rabbanan didn't make a chizuk for their words. This not. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer lo'ol mochel peri peros, achi yikasev la, dinu dvarim ein li binichseich, ad olam. The kaimalon, turning to Amud Beis, this that the guy, the husband, is allowed to eat the peros, unless he writes beferish that he's not going to have hanah from them. The kaimalon, says the Gemara Nuvavam Beis, what does that mean that he writes? My kosev, amar abayi lechol yesh ksuba, velo lechol yesh peros. It's because every woman has peros. Excuse me, every woman has a ksuba. However, not every husband writes a peros. What does that mean? That means that the husband and wife could forgo his rights to peros. If he writes that, I'll take this on the condition that this marriage, on the condition that I don't have the peros from Nifsei Maluk, then it works. We just got through saying that when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, you can't even make a tnai, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says, davar shem mamon tnai is kaya. Answers the Gemara, Milsa, the Shchicha, Avod Barabbanan, Chizuk. When something that's common, in other words, the Halach of Ksuba, that's common and critical, so then the Rabbanan made the Takonet. Milsa, lo Shchicha, lo Avod Barabbanan, Chizuk. The Rabbanan did not make a Chizuk for that Halach. Asks the Gemara, is that so? When there is a Din Darabbanan, so then in such a case that's common, you can't make a Tanai. Now we go to a totally different area of halacha, Harei Chamorim. When it comes to the halachos of demai, demai, of course, is food that comes, grain that comes from an Am Aretz, that there is a belief or a fear that maestros have not been taken off. Chamorim are those who drive mules. In other words, they drive mules with grain. Let's take a look at Rashi. At the end of the top line, Nuvavu and Beis, Vare Chamar and Gabi Demai Drabanhu, Vlo Avdu Bachizuk Lemechish Legoimlin Lirab Yehuda. When it comes to Chamarim, we didn't make a Takana, you can't make a Tanai. What was the case? This not. Ha Chamarim Shinichnasin Le'ir. There were these mule drivers that are carrying grain, they come into the city. Va'amar Echam Mehen Shalichadash Vishachave Riyasha. And this is a Mishnah in Demai and Perek Dalet. One of them says, mine is Chadash. In other words, he says it's Asr to eat mine. But my friend is Yashan, and you're allowed to. There's a prohibition to eat Chadash. Shali Eina Mesukan my stuff has not had maisus taken off. They're not believed. Rabbi Yehuda amar ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda says they are believed. Now,
the reason why the Tanakhama says that they're not believed is because we're choshesh legomlin, that he comes into one town and he says, mine is not kosher, but my friend's is kosher. Then they go into another town and they say, my friend's is kosher. Mine is not kosher. They keep on switching roles and they keep on endorsing their friends and rejecting theirs, but really both are problematic.
And here we're going to object to the idea of Chacham Masu Chizik LeDivreim Yosem Mishel Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we aren't Choshesh for this, and the Chachamim should say that in such a case, they're not believed?
Amar Abaye answers, Abaye Vadi LeDivreim of the Rabbanon Chizuk. Safik LeDivreim of the Rabbanon Chizuk. Here it's only a Safik, and therefore the Chazal to not say that we have to be machmer, make it aser. Rav Amar b'demai ekilu. Rav says we're more making when it comes to demai. Let's take a look at Rashi, an important Rashi. B'demai ekilu mishar savik de devreim. The chshash of demai were more makel than other isuri de rabbanon. Vafil safik leisa de rov amearitz meiser nehem.
The reason for that is because rov amearitz do take off meiser, and therefore we're going to be more makel by demai than other areas of isuri de rabbanon. This appears earlier, this yisod appears earlier, chaf dalet amud alef, b'dmai ekilu, and appears in a few places of in Shas. The Gemara continues to analyze the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, we saw at the end of the Mishnah on dalet amud beis, kol ha'poiches lebesulim mesayim l'amana harezu bilaznus. It was less than 200 and 100, then it's considered biaznus. Analyze the Gemara, kol ha'poiches, afilu b'tonight. Rabbi Meir says you can't make it tonight. Al mokasar tonight batul. We see from here that he holds that if you make a tnai is batul v'islan, she gets the money. V'kivan de amar la leislech elamana, and since he's telling her, swearing to her up and down, that she's only getting 100, l'osam chadayt v'avila b'lasa b'laznus, and therefore their entire marriage doesn't get off the ground, it's b'aznus. V'ha shamin, and asks the Gemara, v'ha shamin le the Rebbe Meir, didn't we mention that Rebbe Meir, on the bottom of Vavam and Alf, we call this opinion, important opinion of Rebbe Meir, d'amar kol ha'mas l'amash kasav t'ayra t'noi batul, ha'mid d'rabbanon t'nai kayim. When did he say the Tanai is batal? That's on a din d'oraisa. Mashman midrabbanon, the Tanai does take effect. Yet here in our Mishnah we say that doesn't take effect. And if they go ahead with a thing that takes effect, it's bilas or bilaznus. Answers the Gemara, you're assuming ksubas d'rabbanon, Rabbi Meir ksuba d'oraisa. Rabbi Kasav Rabbi Meir ksuba d'oraisa. Rabbi Meir holds that ksuba is a chiyuv d'oraisa. On Yud Amud Aleph, we quote the price of Kesav Yishka Kamala Besulos, that there is a price for the Besula. And Chazal have a machlokis amongst our great Chachamim whether that makar is a din d'oraisa or not. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that's d'oraisa. Tanya, we learned the braisa halfway through Nuvav Beis. Rabbi Meir, I'm called Pachas Lebesulim Minasayim. Ulamonim Imana Reizu Bilasnus. Rabbi Yosef Rashoy. Rabbi Meir says you can't make a dishon. Rabbi Yosef says you can. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ratzlich Tol Lebesulim Shtar Shom Masayim Yikusev Slavis. Gabalti Mimchamana. What we learned already in our Mishnah that she could write that she got a receipt. So that's an end quote of a brisa that just throws in something more that we didn't have in our Mishnah, throws in the position of Rabbi Yossi. V'sav Rabbi Yossi Rashai, Rabbi Yossi actually holds that way. Uramin, I'll ask you a question, we quote another brisa. Einos in ksubas isha metaltim b'nei tikkun olam. You're not allowed to designate metaltim for a ksuba, because we're afraid that if you're going to designate, let's say you're going to designate an MP3, so that MP3 is going to disappear, and then she's going to be stuck without a ksuba. The land doesn't disappear. MP3, ask my kids, MP3s disappear. So therefore, Eidos ksuba zikshem metaldum tnei tikkun olam. Am Rabbi Yossi, v'chima tikkun olam yesh bezuf, alo en ksuvin upochsin. Rabbi Yossi says, what type of tikkun olam do we have? What type of takanos do we make because we want the world to be better for ksuba? Ksuba's not in that league. When it comes to metaltlin, metaltlin are not kotsuv upochasin. They're materials that go up and down in value. So how could you think to use it for a ksuba? Now the Gemara tries to analyze what exactly here is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. Tanakami nami ain osin kamar. The Tanakama also said that you don't do it because of Tikkun HaOlam. So what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi? It sounds like they're agreeing with each other. Both of them are not happy about doing it. Ela la'av hachi kamer. Must be that what they're saying is the following. Bamedvar mamur bishlo kibel alav achrayis. Avol kibel alav achrayis oisin. The only time this halacha applies that you can't designate metaltlin for a ksuba is if the husband doesn't accept responsibility, that if the MP3 disappears, there'll be another source of payment, that if the metaltlin disappears, there'll be another source of payment. What has helped when you accept a chrayis? But it still hasn't helped the fact that the metaltlin go up and down in value. So even if the metaltlin exists, but at the end of the day, it's not a hardcore set value of 200. Analyzes the Gemara now in terms of Rabbi Yossi's shita in general, whether you can make a tanai neksuba hashta. Now let's analyze what Rabbi Yossi has just done. Says the Gemara 4 lines from bottom of the base. Uma hastam nedilma pachsi chayish. Over there, Rabbi Yossi doesn't even allow it because he's afraid that it might go down in value. Then dilma pachsi chayish Rabbi Yossi. Hacha de vadei kapachsa lo kol shekein. Over here, where it's certainly going to go down in value. They're making condition that there's not going to be any ksuba. Of course it's going to diminish the value. There's no value. So then certainly Rabbi Yossi should be against it. How could it be? Rabbi Yossi says, Rashai, answers the Gemara, Hachi Ashta, Hasam lo yada de tachil, Hacha yada vikam machla. There's a basic difference between the two. In a case of where a woman thinks she's getting a ksuba, and then there's this clause that's added about metaltolin, and she has no realization that this is going to go up and down. So then in such a case, Rabbi Yossi wants to protect her. However, in a case of where she says, I know Rabbi Yossi, I know that normally I'm entitled to a ksuba, but here I'm mochel, then that's going to be a different story, and the Rabbi Yossi will hold that it's acceptable. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Vav in Maseches Ksubis.